I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. A federal judge is limiting reporting about the second trial of an Alabama police officer accused of abusing an Indian man who was slammed down during an encounter with police. U.S. District Judge Madeline Haikala issued an order yesterday saying audience members won't be allowed to have smartphones or other devices in the courtroom for the upcoming trial of former Madison police officer Eric Parker. Parker is accused of violating the civil rights of a grandfather from India by slamming him to the ground during an encounter back in February. His first trial ended with a hung jury. The judge's order says some witnesses improperly followed the first trial through live blogs. Haikala's order says she's banning such reporting from inside the courtroom to help prevent a repeat occurrence. It's unclear when testimony will begin in the trial. The Alabama Environmental Conference is being held this week. The goal of this conference is to educate business owners and workers about energy efficiency and sustainability in the workplace. Jason Brasfield is the Associate Director of Environmental Programs for Safe State Alabama. He says 40 technical sessions will be taking place at the conference about things like air, water and waste, energy efficiency, and process improvement.
And that's kind of the idea behind the conference, is going a little bit beyond compliance and making environmental sustainability, environmental programs, a positive part of the business environment.
The event is being hosted by the University of Alabama's College of Continuing Studies, the Manderson Business School, and the state's Productivity Center. It runs through Wednesday in Orange Beach. The Tuscaloosa Veterans Administration will be hosting an open house for Project Search this evening. Damon Stevenson is the public affairs officer for the VA. He says Project Search will help provide disabled students with real-life work experience.
Well, Project Search is a project that gives experience to students with disabilities, which could range anywhere from autism to Down syndrome, real-world employment experience they can put on their resumes and use to get a real job once they finish school.
The event will be held tonight at 6 p.m. in Building 4 Auditorium at the VA Hospital in Tuscaloosa. And the state of Alabama has earned an A in teaching personal finance. The Times Daily reports, according to the 2015 report card on state efforts to improve financial literacy in high schools, Alabama is one of only 5 states in the country to receive a grade of A for teaching the course. Alabama, Missouri, Tennessee, Utah, and Virginia each require a semester-long course in personal finance in high school. Now your forecast.
Cloudy skies today, continued showers in that forecast will top out in the low 70s. Not going to rain the entire day, but there will be some periods of rain. Tonight, lows back at the low 60s for a Wednesday. It will top out in the low 70s. Early morning showers, some afternoon sun. Lots of sun Thursday and Friday. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.